Your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A winter weather advisory begins at midnight tonight and continues until midnight Thursday morning. 47 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers likely tonight, 30, cloudy. 36 tomorrow, mixed precipitation likely. A dusting of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 36.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Many farmers across the state are on high alert after seeing feral hogs roaming around many parts of the state of Kansas, with the latest coming out of the Garden Plain area, where after the report to police, the police officers themselves ended up seeing a feral hog. And it's enough of a concern that a U.S. Department of Agriculture wildlife agent has been immediately notified.
Keep your eyes out. We hope they don't come in the area, but they're to the south, and we've heard them moving up. The individual I got a hold of was with USDA. We got a hold of him and were able to put him on the trail, I guess.
That was Jeff Winter, a farmer out of the Mount Hope area on KWCH News, where they say that the feral hogs can cause mass amounts of damage to farms, crops, and private property.
What Kansas doesn't want is any feral hogs. Hog populations can increase. Feral hogs can be very, very damaging to cropland.
Mid-America Network News.
Time to say goodbye to 2022 and hello to a brand new 2023 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Choose from 2023 Kia K5s and Sorentos, as well as the newly redesigned 2023 Kia Sportage. Same fair pricing, never over sticker. And same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you've created a better way to buy, more of the same is the name of the game. For a company that puts its value on you and not just market trends, come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for more of the same. And remember, we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
42-year-old Eric Lawrence De Leon died unexpectedly at the El Dorado Correctional Facility on Friday last week, and the investigation is ongoing with the Kansas Department of Corrections along with the Kansas Bureau of Investigations. WIBW reports that with the ongoing investigation, they are pending the results of an independent autopsy. De Leon was serving a 188-month sentence based on convictions in Ford County for aggravated robbery and criminal possession of a firearm. The total population of the facility is near 1,832 residents, and the investigation is still ongoing. In other news, the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office has arrested a man from Wamego on drugs, stolen property, and weapons after they allegedly found them during a search warrant of his home. WIBW reports that the police executed the drug search warrant in the city of Wamego after an ongoing investigation into illegal drug activity and stolen property in the county. During the search, police found various marijuana plants, methamphetamine, and drug paraphernalia, along with multiple stolen items. Mid-America Network News.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. All over the weekend, the Kearney Area Builders Association held their home builder show at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds, where they say over 80 vendors ended up going to the Fairgrounds Expo building, and attendees were able to see anything they wanted to upgrade their home.
This is the best one-stop shop around. I mean, this is where you get opportunity. You know, a lot of homeowners, too, it'd be a great place you can stop, talk to the heating air guy. This is a place to stop and get all these questions answered.
That was Gene Nags, the board member for the Kearney Area Builders Association. Also at the event, they were entertained by wildlife encounters and other entertainment, where they say the event continues to grow every single year as they try to bring in new members and show off some of the latest home improvement items. In other news, the Nebraska State Patrol have arrested two individuals from Arizona after finding roughly 50,000 suspected fentanyl pills during a traffic stop on Interstate 80 near Aurora. Good American Network News.
No one is immune from scams, including our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. Scams can involve going after pension or disability benefits, fake requests for personal information, charity scams, and so much more. The VA won't request personal information by phone, email, or text, and use sites like charitynavigator.org before donating. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. For more information, go online to aarp.org/FraudWatchNetwork.
Start the new year off right by making sure your house looks its best. Call Burwell Construction, 794-3430. Windows, siding, roofing, 794-3430. Remodeling, Burwell Construction can handle it at 794-3430. Burwell Construction also has fencing, 794-3430, or online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell, Burwell Construction.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. John Unger was sworn in as newly elected Marshall County Commissioner at last week's meeting as he takes the place of Barb Kiekhaefer. County Councilor finalized details of the infill housing program, which will incentivize new home construction in communities with existing infrastructure through a 10-year property tax abatement. Commissioners voted to approve moving Carol O'Neill to full-time Register of Deeds deputy, effective January 1st, at the recommendation of Ruth Martin, filling her previous position after she was appointed Register of Deeds recently. Washington County Commissioners last week conducted annual reorganization with David Wilbrandt, elected chair, and Raleigh Ordine, vice chair. TC Energy has contributed $7,500 toward first responder communication equipment. They report nearly 800 workers continue with the cleanup efforts of the recent Keystone Pipeline oil spill. Chemical bids are coming in, with some not available, others more expensive, through Washington County Public Works. City of Washington will receive some state reimbursement for wear and tear on streets used as detours during closure of K-15 for reconstruction. Immediate plans are to replace a section of Grove Street south of U.S. 36 with material on hand. There will be a detour on 6th Street in Washington as work on Highway 36 continues. First District Commissioner Ben Glace was sworn in last meeting of Nemahal County Commissioners with a retirement reception for outgoing Commissioner Gary Scobie. Jason Cook was elected board chair and Ben Glace vice chair for 2023. Road and Bridge Supervisor advised he's considering waiting another year or two before doing work on the Baileyville Road. He would like to see the road tore up and redone. Commissioners were in agreement with the plan. Planning Commission updated commissioners on the status of a citizen survey recently sent out in Nemahal County. Discussion was held concerning a public meeting to review results. And commissioners discussed pay and benefits for county employees for 2023. Gage County Board of Supervisors went through annual reorganization at last week's meeting, with Eric Thiemann elected board chair for 2023. Among a series of calving schools, K-State Department of Animal Sciences, in conjunction with Research and Extension, will host a workshop this Thursday evening, January 19th, at the Mankato Community Center. The program will outline overall calving management strategies, as well as tips to handle difficult calving situations. Additional information available through the Post Rock Extension District office at 785-738-3597 or go online to ksubeef.org. The first baby of the new year born in Marshall County at Community Memorial Healthcare was a baby boy born last Wednesday at 10:53 a.m. to Caitlin Harris and Austin Lawrence of Marysville. CMH in Marysville reports 61 births at the local hospital in 2022. Lloyd D. Hall, age 78 of Waterville, passed away January 14. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Christy Anders Funeral Home Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Lloyd Hall. Robert O. Butch Williams, age 80 of Wymore, passed away January 13. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice. Interment in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 7 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Butch Williams. Thomas B. Bones Cook, age 63, of Baileyville, passed away January 14th. Funeral service is planned Thursday, 10:30 at the Lauer Funeral Home in Seneca, burial in the Sacred Heart Catholic Church Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday evening, 5 until 7, at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Thomas Bones Cook. James S. Skip Bronkhurst, age 53, of Greenleaf, passed away January 13. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, with visitation Friday, 2 until 9. Family will receive friends Friday from 5 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Skip Bronkhorst. Delbert J. Bartles, age 88, of Blue Springs, passed away January 13. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Wymore. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Delbert Bartles.
3, 2, 1.
Did the new year bring new devices in your home? You might want to increase your internet speed. If you up your speed this month, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months to kick off 2023. New Blue Valley Internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny and above average today before a large low pressure system will start to make its way through overnight and linger throughout Wednesday. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower to upper 40s. A chance for some rain, freezing rain, and snow showers likely overnight tonight, staying cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Northeast winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. These showers will linger throughout the day on Wednesday as well, staying cloudy with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 40s. Northeast winds around 10 miles per hour and gusting as high as 25. More freezing rain and snow showers likely over Wednesday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Some snow accumulation between 1 and 2 inches is possible. Clearing up as we head into Thursday, sunshine with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. And staying cooler over Thursday night, clear skies with our lows in the lower teens and lower 20s. More sunshine on Friday with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-January 39, record high on this date 68. The average low 18 and the record low 16 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:44, sunset this evening at 5:30.
You've heard of St. Elmo's fire, but what is it exactly? We have an in-depth look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, January 17th, the 17th day of the year. Comedians and actors Jim Carrey and Andy Kaufman were both born on this day. It was 206 years ago this month when a remarkable display of St. Elmo's fire occurred in Vermont and New Hampshire. Residents reported an eerie glow and static charges on roof peaks, fence posts, and even their own fingers. A man traveling on horseback recalled his amazement at the luminous appearance of his horse's ears. That bluish glow is actually shimmering plasma created by ionization of molecules in the electric field around objects. The phenomenon is named after the patron saint of sailors who believed it to be a good omen for seagoing vessels. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else, shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's a big night for Kansas basketball in the state as the number 2 Kansas Jayhawks are on the road to take on the number 11 Kansas State Wildcats with the interstate rivalry. We tip off this evening at 6 p.m. The Jayhawks had a slight victory over the number 17 Iowa State Cyclones on Saturday this weekend, 62-60, but did pull off the victory and are sitting number 1 in the Big 12 Conference, just above the Wildcats. The victory over the weekend also bumped them up to number 2 on the national AP polls. The Wildcats, on the other hand, had their second loss of the season against the number 17 TCU Horned Frogs on Saturday, 82-68, but they are still maintaining the number 11 position in the national AP polls and number 2 in the Big 12 Conference. After the game tonight, the Wildcats are back in action at home again on Saturday with tip-off at 1 p.m. against Texas Tech. The Jayhawks are back at home against the number 17 TCU Horned Frogs with tip-off at noon on Saturday. The Wichita State Shockers are off until Thursday with tip-off at 6 p.m. on Thursday against Memphis. Mid-American Network Sports.
No one is immune from scams, including our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. Scams can involve going after pension or disability benefits, fake requests for personal information, charity scams, and so much more. The VA won't request personal information by phone, email, or text, and use sites like charitynavigator.org before donating. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. For more information, go online to aarp.org/fraud. Watch Network.
Start the new year off right by making sure your house looks its best. Call Burwell Construction, 794-3430. Windows, siding, roofing, 794-3430. Remodeling, Burwell Construction can handle it at 794-3430. Burwell Construction also has fencing, 794-3430, or online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Playoff games for the NFL are officially set, at least in most parts, as the Kansas City Chiefs have chosen to be taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars on Saturday with kickoff at 3:30 for the NFL divisional round. The game is at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, as the Jaguars were the winners of the AFC South and Saturday's wild card round game against the Los Angeles Chargers. The Chiefs had a bye week as they were sitting number one as their number one seed in the AFC and will now play the lowest seeded team remaining with the wild card round. The number 2 seed, Buffalo Bills, ended up beating the number 7 Miami Dolphins, and the number 3 Bengals over the weekend took care of the number 6 seeded Baltimore Ravens. The last time the Kansas City Chiefs and the Jacksonville Jaguars squared off was in week number 10 of the regular season, when Kansas City dominated the game and wrapped up with a 27-17 victory. Patrick Mahomes in that game threw more than 300 yards and 4 different touchdowns. Overall in their career between the two head coaches, Doug Peterson, the head coach for the Jaguars, is 0-2 against the head coach Andy Reid in regular season games. Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
Hanover Wildcats were able to defeat the Centralia Panthers 43-40 as the number 6 seed Wildcats continue their march and an impressive 8-2 season. Centralia loses their first game of the year, will drop to 8-1 and boys play 5-1 in league play. In the second game of the night, the Hanover Wildcats led the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs from the tip and never looked back. Hanover held a 21-5 lead at the end of quarter, ended the game winning 49-32. They were led in scoring by Tessa Losey with 11 and Macy Hawley with 10. In the final game of the evening, the Clifton Clyde Eagles defeated the Valley Heights Mustang in boys action 70-38. Clifton Clyde jumped out to a quick 26-5 run, thanks in part with 12 points from Coy Steinbrecht, as he was second leading scorer with 23. Jake Skochny pitched in 24. For KNDY Radio, I am Max Blasky.
Twin Valley League action Monday. In the girls' division, top seed Hanover outlasted Valley Heights 49-32. 10th seed host Washington County knocked off number 2 Frankfort 50-41. 3rd seed Donovan West advanced past Centralia 50-41, and it was Clifton Clyde over Lynn 48-38. Setting up girls' semifinals on Thursday, Hanover versus Clifton Clyde at 6, Washington County and Donovan West at 7:30. In boys' play Monday, top seed Clifton Clyde rolled Valley Heights 70-38. Second seed Blue Valley over Washington County 58-35. And it was 6th seed Hanover knocking off 3rd seed Centralia Boys 43-40, while Axtell beat Troy 53-45. Boys' semifinals on Friday, Clifton Clyde versus Axtell at 6, Blue Valley meets Hanover at 7:30. Tuesday night tip-offs, Onega and Wetmore Girls, Troy and Axtell Girls at 6, Wetmore and Frankfort Boys, Onega and Lynn Boys at 7:30. Monday night pool play in the Thunder Classic at Seneca. St. Mary's defeats Hiawatha Boys 72-55. On Tuesday, Atchison meets Jackson Heights at 4:30. Top seed Marysville faces 7th seed Hiawatha at 6. Nemahal Central hosts St. Mary's Academy at 7:30. Marysville-Hiawatha Boys at 6 Tuesday, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Kansas State, 5:30 pregame, 6 o'clock tip on FM 95.5. Dillard Waddell plays host to Southern in girls and boys action Tuesday.
Too much of anything can be bad, and that includes salty ocean breezes and de-icing salts on our plants. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The sodium chloride in ocean water and many de-icing products damage plants in several ways. Roadside mist from passing cars and salt-laden ocean breezes can burn the leaves and buds on the plants. Once the bud scales dry, the tender leaf and flower tissue is exposed, dries, and often dies. If the salt builds up in the soil, it can interfere with the plant's uptake of other necessary nutrients. When taken up by the plant, it interferes with photosynthesis and metabolic processes important to the plant's survival. Salt-laden soils draw water out of the roots. The desiccated roots can't function, leading to damage and even plant death. Prevent damage with proper snow management, use of salt-tolerant plants and barriers, and thorough watering. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It's a marvelous night for the Marshall County Arts Cooperative's 15th Annual Musical Review, morning, noon, and night at the Replay Lounge, Friday, January 20th and Saturday, January 21st at 7 p.m. at Venue 36 in Marysville, where 39 local musicians will take you from morning, noon, to night. Tickets are on sale at marshallcountyarts.org or by calling 75-859-4260. Reserved seats are $40 and general admission is $25. Support the Marshall County Arts Cooperative and experience quality local entertainment.
If you walked into a business that had just remodeled its space and noticed the floor tiles did not match, you might think the owner was cheap or the contractor didn't know what they were doing. It turns out the fact the flooring didn't match here told you a lot about the owner and the future of his fledgling business. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Today you don't know it as Luther Harrison's. You instead know it by the man who bought that store.
He purchased the store from Luther Harrison. He purchased Luther Harrison's Variety Store on the square here in Bentonville, and that was in 1915.
Alan Drano shares the story from the original store here in Bentonville. The next year, Walton's Five and Dime expanded into the adjacent barbershop. The new store had 4,000 square feet. The remodeling job was characteristic of Walton's business approach.
If you come to Bentonville and you look at the floor in the five and dime, you're going to see that the green and the red tiles are all green and red, but the greens and the reds, they don't all quite match perfectly. That's because Sam Walton got a good deal on those tiles, and we point to that as the very first example of what we call EDLC. It's everyday low cost, basically saving money so that you can pass those savings on to the customers.
He received advice on how to expand. For the most part, he disregarded it and flourished as a result.
You have to go to urban areas. And he said, no, I don't think I do. And he opened up the stores, starting in Arkansas, going to Missouri, and he kept, you know, the stores kept growing from there, from the heartland. He did it by keeping costs low so that he could keep prices low.
The original Five and Dime here on the square remains a store, but it's also a museum that houses many unique artifacts, including Sam's office, just as he left it. We go inside next time as we travel the countryside in Bentonville, Arkansas. I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a land auction, 160 acres more or less, Marshall County cropland, located east of Oquito. Selling at auction Friday, January 20th, 10 a.m. This farm consists of 103 acres, more or less, upland cropland. The balance mostly pasture. There are some waterways. The farm's been in a corn and soybean rotation. The location has an established rural water meter and connected hydrant along Cherokee Road at the former farmstead area. The benefit unit will transfer to the buyer. The property is located along a good county rock road to the north and a township road to the east. This quarter section, 160 acres more or less, Marshall County cropland, will sell at auction Friday, January 20th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at the Blue Valley Technologies Building in Home, Kansas. Property selling for Kimberly Meyer. For inspection or details, contact Olmsted Real Estate. Olmsted Real Estate, broker and auctioneer.
Let an empty outbuilding on your land sit idle. Make some money from it. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Rent it out as a storage facility for anything from cattle to campers as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you have a building on your land that's sitting empty, make some money by renting it out for storage. People are always looking for places to put things they don't have the room for, such as campers, boats, machinery, and hay. Ann Johans is a farm management extension program specialist at Iowa State University. She says your local extension office can help you determine rental rates or ask around to see what the going rates are in your area. Lease agreements will vary according to the age, condition, size, location, and efficiency of the building being rented.
When you're renting it out, you want to make sure you're covering your ownership costs, and so the owner is going to be the one that's paying for that structure itself as far as the insurance, and you know that would be part of their entire acreage, and they're the one that's paying the property tax on that piece of property. When they're looking at what they want to charge, they want to make sure that they're covering those costs in that rental fee.
In general, owners cover the cost for major repairs and insurance coverage for buildings and structures. Tenants provide labor and management and pay the cost of utilities and minor upkeep. Don't rely on a handshake to seal the deal. It's important to have a written lease that specifies the details.
The structure that's being rented and then what it's being used for, so that both parties clearly understand, you know, what they are agreeing to. And then some details on maybe right of entry. What right of entry does the owner have? Do they still need to go in and inspect that property? If there's going to be improvements made or maintenance, which parties need to be responsible for that?
It's also a good idea to check out zoning laws that may vary depending on the building's planned use and location. You'll find more tips for renting out storage and a sample agreement form at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Seems to be enough time to get my to-do list done. It grows faster than I can cross things off of it. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Maybe you're like me, literally running late, trying to get dinner fixed on time, or rushing to the store for the eggs you forgot. It's easy to be consumed by the stuff we have to do, stuff that takes our time. But have you ever thought of time as a gift? Something for you to steward? Think about how you can use your time to live out your faith. Maybe it's listening to a friend who needs to talk through a problem, or giving your time at church. Even just being intentional about the time you spend with your spouse or your kids is a gift. You know, God gives each of us an allotment of time on earth. The way we manage that time is a form of stewardship. Are you using your time to be a blessing to others? When you do, you'll find you live a more content life.
KNDY. Record high prices paid to dairy farmers in 2022 will likely moderate this year. Details up next on Farm to Fork.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce downforce control and SureSpeed high accuracy planting systems to right spot individual nozzle control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
A recent Dairy Defined podcast episode from the National Milk Producers Federation centered on expectations for the year ahead. And what are those? Higher production, lower demand, and probably lower prices paid to dairy farmers. Among those weighing in is Will Laux, VP for Global Economic Affairs for the NMPF.
Consumers, they're still going to eat dairy everywhere, but perhaps they're going to be looking for value where they can find it, finding deals. If anything's on sale, they might be gravitating more towards that. But ultimately, we expect consumers to continue gravitating towards those dairy product staples that they know and love.
NMPF Chief Economist Peter Vitaliano talks about dairy production.
One of the dominant trends is milk production is increasing at the moment. Normally, that's a dog bites man kind of story. But what's unusual is that just a few months ago, we came out of one of the longest ever periods in which U.S. milk production in total was down below its level a year earlier.
Vitaliano says dairy farmers this past year saw record high milk prices, but
unfortunately, costs of producing milk were at record levels and took a lot of that high price away from dairy farmers in terms of margin.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Start your new year with a new career. Come join the team at Landall Company as they look to make 2023 the best year yet. Landall in Marysville is hiring for assembly, welding, paint, fabrication, technical writer, engineering clerk, and a traveling service tech position based out of Texas. Career advancement opportunities available. Enhanced wages start at $15.75 up to $21.95, plus hiring bonuses for qualified positions of $500 to $1,000. Exceptional benefits include $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, paid time off, medical, dental, vision, life insurance, paid holidays, and profit sharing. Apply online and learn more at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381 for more information. EEO, Vets and Disabilities welcome at Landall Company in Marysville. Go online at Landall.com.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, we know that the Wasna report last week really made a difference with the grains markets. Here's K-State's grain economist, Dan O'Brien.
Not necessarily any tremendous changes of, you know, half a billion bushels of corn or major surprises on wheat or soybeans, but generally saw positive news come out of these markets. You saw the March corn futures lead contract close up 15 cents, May up 14, new crop D's up 6. Even had a positive response for wheat, up 12 cents, up to 835 for the March Kansas City contract close. And for soybeans, the March contract, again, which is the effective lead, there's a January contract, the effective lead contract, for elevator's sake anyway, would be the March 23, up to $15, 18 cents and a half. So, you know, at these lofty levels, it doesn't take much to have a 10, 15, 20 cent move, particularly on soybeans. And I think overall that there's nothing in these reports that lead us to think any more negatively about where markets might go. If anything, they give us some positive news in what had been developing. It's kind of a time of kind of an aw shucks, oh, well, not much happening January, February. Well, now we're tightening up a little bit on the supply-demand balance sheets, and things look a little bit more positive.
And it's an uncertain future for the corn market.
As we look at the futures complex for corn, we really have no positive carry now in any of those contracts. If you go from March to May to July to September and East, really probably no surprise that we'd see September, December approaching the 23 harvest go down. But from March to May to July, we're sideways to lower for all of them. And we did have more of a mixed picture.
And let's look at your ag news for this Tuesday, January the 17th. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford is the new Foreigner Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for, online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Do not trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This spring, you might be asked about your conservation practices. The USDA wants to know what motivates you to adopt conservation on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today. Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming Magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry.
In recent decades, Congress has demonstrated strong support for conservation programs through Farm Bill legislation. The intent is to ensure our farmlands remain healthy and productive while helping farmers and ranchers protect natural resources. The USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service is partnering with the Natural Resources Conservation Service to conduct a Conservation Practices Adoption Motivation Survey. Joe Parsons is the chair of the Agricultural Statistics Board. He says they're going out to talk to farmers and ranchers about what drives their decision to implement conservation practices and the role of technical and financial assistance to their operations.
One, we're going to talk to crop farmers, and another where we'll talk to livestock farmers. And I think that really represents good government because we're helping collect data that will drive smart programs that get at and make sense for farmers and ranchers. So that'll be going on in spring of 2022.
He says the sample size for each component of the survey will be 34,000 to 35,000 ranchers and farmers. It'll be voluntary, but they'll select a scientifically based sample that gives a good representation of different types and sizes of crop and animal operations.
I think the result is to provide data that is useful for NRCS and other folks that are framing, you know, how to structure conservation programs and cost share and stuff like that, so they have better data for better decision making.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the Conservation Practices Adoption Motivation Survey at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Tuesday. March corn right now, 683. That's up 8. May corn at 680 a quarter. That's up 6¾. Kansas City wheat for March, 854. That's up 10¼. May Kansas City wheat, 847½. That's up 7¼. March oats up 6¼ at 370¼. May oats, 366¼. That's up 7½. Soybeans for March up 2½ right now at 1534. May soybeans, 1533. That's up 5¾. Cotton for March up 46 cents at 82.75. Cotton for May, 83¼, and that's up 45 cents. Live cattle for February down 75 cents currently at 156.97. Live cattle for April, 160.12. That's down 77½ cents. Feeder cattle for January, 179.90. That's down $1.35. Feeder cattle for March down $1.20 at 181.67. Crude oil for February, 80.21 is your current price, and that's down a dime. Crude oil for March, 80.02. That's down a dime as well. Gold for February, 19.10 and 50 cents. That's down $11.90. Gold for April, 19.26.70. That's down $11.80. Silver for March, $24.06. That's down 30 cents. Silver for May, $24.25. And that's down 30 cents currently. Let's take a look at Wall Street. Wall Street was up a bit this morning and now coming back down. The Dow down 372 right now. S&P down just 3. NASDAQ up 27. And let's look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network for this Tuesday, January the 17th. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Say goodbye to 2022 and hello to a brand new 2023 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Choose from 2023 Kia K5s and Sorentos, as well as the newly redesigned 2023 Kia Sportage. Same fair pricing, never over sticker. And same great staff here. Your car buying experience, simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. And you've created a better way to buy. More of the same is the name of the game. For a company that puts its value on you and not just market trends, come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for more of the same. And remember, we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a brand new 2023 Chevy Equinox LT. In on trade, a 2018 Toyota RAV4, a 2017 Jeep Renegade, and a 2014 Chevy Captiva. Check these vehicles out and arrange for a test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
There is no time for a corny joke because it's time to learn about crops. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Lucas Haig, K-State Crop Production Specialist, gives insight on the 20th annual Cover Your Acres Winter Conference located in Oberlin, Kansas, on January 17th and 18th.
The overall goal of this conference has always been to provide producers an opportunity to get locally relevant data, and it's data that's backed by research. And so that's two things that are really important to us and I think set us apart from a lot of the other conferences that are held, and that's locally relevant and research backed. That's our goal and our mission as we're putting together the topics and speakers every year. It's a lot of fun. You know, there's a lot of learning and a lot of conversations that happen at the lunch tables, which we serve a really great lunch for everyone. And, you know, we get attendees that come from as far south as the Oklahoma Panhandle, Garden City, and as far north as, you know, Ogallala, North Platte, Nebraska to the north. So we cover a pretty wide swath, which is a lot of fun. You get to hear a lot of different experiences and visit with a lot of different people.
Hay explains what topics he will be covering at the conference.
Yes, we've got a lot of moving pieces. You know, the last couple of years, Dorvar and I have spent a lot of time talking about the economics of fertilizer and fertility management. And, you know, we've seen that ease a little bit, but we're still, you know, 70, 80 cent a pound nitrogen. You know, we're still looking at the economics piece of this, but we also got to take into consideration how dry we are. I mean, if we stay dry through this winter and don't have much in the way of profile water at planting time, what are our realistic yield goals and how should we be adjusting our nutrient management strategies as part of that? And then that also kind of ties into the other talk I'm doing, and that is looking at what are our options for crop rotation. You know, we've got a lot of acres we're going to have to decide on the dry land side. Do we fallow it? Do we plant it back to something? And so we're going to use a lot of our – we're really fortunate to have a lot of long-term rotation data from our Tribune station. And so we're going to take some of that and put economics to it and kind of see, you know, what are our options given the current environment.
Hay gives all the conference details and encourages people to register.
Yeah, so all the information, the full schedule is online. And so it's 2 days, but it's the same program. We've got a full program each day. And so a lot of people, you know, you can come for just 1 day, or if you want to hit every single program, you can come for two. And we've got some people that do that. But all that information is online. They can go to www.northwest.ksu.edu/coveryouracres and all the full schedule and the online registration, more details on the sessions and our speakers, it's all on the webpage. I think you'd be hard-pressed not to come away with something that can be a positive, have a positive effect on your management and your bottom line this year.
That's K-State Crop Production Specialist Lucas Hay with insight on the 20th annual Cover Your Acres Winter Conference located in Oberlin, Kansas on January 17th and 18th. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
catch Kansas Jayhawk basketball tonight on KNDY 95.5. Jayhawk basketball live on KNDY 95.5.
Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.